I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Thursday, June 25th. The Trump administration is allowed to end temporary protected status for Haitian and other immigrants in the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that the Trump administration can proceed with mass deportations of people who came to the U.S. legally through the program. This includes the estimated 12 to 15,000 Haitian immigrants in the Springfield area and over 300,000 nationwide. Temporary protected status was enacted by Congress in 1990 to protect refugees fleeing their home countries due to violence, natural disasters, or other unsafe conditions. Haiti's TPS was terminated last year, but a federal judge halted this while a lawsuit was making its way through the court system. Just hours before his deadline, Governor Mike DeWine vetoed a bill last night that would have instituted stricter ID requirements to vote by mail. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
2 weeks ago, the Republican majority legislature sent DeWine a bill with last-minute amendments mandating proof of photo ID for absentee voters. In his veto message, DeWine called the bill, quote, all burden for so little benefit.
I mean, I'm actually ecstatic. I mean, I might have to toast the governor tonight when I drink my bourbon in a little bit here.
That was Democratic Senator Bill DeMora. Other Democrats and voting rights organizations were asking DeWine for this veto. Photo ID is still necessary to vote early and on Election Day. Ohioans statewide will decide this November whether to enshrine those in the state constitution. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
The U.S. EPA plans to approve Ohio's request to remove a 50-year-old rule that Ohioans have used to hold air polluters accountable. But there are still a few days left to comment on the proposal. It's called the Air Nuisance Rule. It allows people and local governments to file or threaten to file federal lawsuits against air-polluting entities to force them to comply with regulations. Most recently, the rule removal was the subject of a lawsuit by the Ohio Environmental Council, Sierra Club, and other groups. The plaintiffs have filed a motion urging the court to rule on the case. The U.S. EPA is accepting comments on the rule removal until June 29th. For information on how to submit comments on the proposed approval of the Ohio Air Nuisance Rule Removal, visit our website, wyso.org. Two proposed local solar projects appear to be dead as of Wednesday. WYSO's Adriana Martinez-Smiley has been following these projects for several months and has details.
The Ohio Power Siting Board denied a request to construct the Sloopy Solar Project in Harmony Township in Clark County. The board pointed to what it called overwhelming public opposition as the reason behind the denial. Sloopy's developer, Invenergy, says in a statement, the company is disappointed by the decision and will evaluate next steps. A local union coalition that was to work on building the solar project says the decision, quote, represents a loss of hundreds of local construction jobs for the community, end quote. In the same meeting, the Power Siting Board also approved a request from the developer of the Champaign County project called Hill Climber Solar to withdraw its application. Hill Climber had been proposed for construction in Urbana Township. In its filing, Hill Climber's developer says it reserves the right to file another application at a later date. That project also faced staunch local opposition. For WYSO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Ohio State has released a final report on a university doctor that appeared in the Epstein files earlier this year. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's Stu Osborne has details.
The university's Legal Affairs and Compliance and Integrity offices conducted a joint investigation of Dr. Mark Landon. Landon released a statement in February and told investigators he never provided medical care to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein or any of his associates. He said he had no knowledge of any sexual abuse or trafficking activities Epstein was connected to. Landon did admit to being a paid consultant for a group looking at potential biotech investments between 2001 and 2005. The university investigation corroborated Landon's statements and also ruled he likely violated university policy when he failed to report or get approval for that external consulting work. In a statement, the university says Landon will receive additional education regarding the university's outside activities and conflicts policy. He will remain a practicing Ohio State physician and chair of the OBGYN department.
And that was Stu Osborne of WOSU reporting. A few state lawmakers have introduced bills to address nursing staffing shortages in recent years. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson has more on why they have not moved.
Ohio Nurses Association Executive Director Rick Lucas says nurses are facing overwhelming patient loads. He wants the state to further regulate staffing within hospitals.
You wouldn't want to get into an airplane without the government setting safety regulations and letting the Boeing CEO decide what was safe. Or, you know, we're going to be like seeing things like with Alaska Airlines with the door flying off of the plane. Like, that's not what we want to happen, but that's what's happening in the hospital. Like, the door is flying off the plane all the time.
But two different bills that create stricter staffing standards haven't gained any traction. The Ohio Hospital Association opposes both of them, saying they would increase stress on a system already facing a shortage. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Sarah Donaldson.
Look for a couple days of rain and thunderstorm chances, summer-like weather, warm temperatures, and by the way, some of that rain and some of those storms could be on the heavy side. We're looking at Thursday through Saturday for those rain chances. Right now, it looks like Sunday will be dry, but temperatures approaching 90 degrees on Sunday and in the 90s for early next week, maybe our first heat wave. And that's WYSO Today for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Mike Fraser.